all different hormones change as the pregnancy goes along. So some hormones will be present at very high amounts in the early stages of pregnancy. So when a woman or a couple think that they're going to have a baby and the woman's potentially pregnant, she can go to a local chemist, buy a urine test, which will actually measure a hormone called HCG, which is very high within her blood and also in her urine, which will confirm that the pregnancy is positive. Now, it's one of the hormones that goes very high during the early stages of pregnancy, and there are other hormones that, depending on the stage of pregnancy, will go higher in the latter parts of pregnancy.
So when we're talking about pregnancy, I guess the thing that most people would know about is the changes in your breasts, like you get breast milk. Is that controlled by hormones?
Sure, yes it is. So when a woman falls pregnant in those early stages of pregnancy, the breasts will enlarge, mainly due to increased size of the breast tissue itself, but also increased fat mass within the tissue. And that'll be under hormonal control. So, for example, hormones such as estrogen will also play a part in that, as well as another hormone which we call prolactin. As you can think of the name there, pro for lactin, it's an important hormone in preparing the breast for lactation or breastfeeding after the baby's born.
What about other organs that get affected? I believe the heart and kidney play a pretty important role here.
Yeah, certainly as the pregnancy progresses, so into the second and third trimester, there'll be an increase in blood volume within the pregnant mom. And as a consequence, hormones control the retention of fluid through the kidneys, which can often lead to some of the symptoms that pregnant women notice, such as swelling of the ankles and occasionally feelings of bloating. Now, it's thought that these changes are what we call physiological, so they're not indicative of any problem with the pregnancy. They're actually just showing how the mother requires an increased blood supply in order to pass on nutrition to the developing baby.
You mentioned, you know, you get things like bigger ankles there. Are these physiological changes things that go back to normal once the mother has had the baby?
Yeah, generally all changes will go back to normal. So, for example, the fluid retention that occurs within the pregnancy for the mother will generally go back to normal fairly quickly. Having said that, there is evidence that some features don't completely go back to normal. So, for example, the body fat that some women put on during pregnancy may not completely go back in all women to the amount of body fat they had before their pregnancy, especially before their first pregnancy. There are changes to the skin, some changes to the skin such as pigmentation or dilation of blood vessels, which generally go back to normal following the delivery of the baby. But in some women, for some other reason we don't know, they're left with some of these more permanent changes.
And what about gestational diabetes? Does this have anything to do with the hormones?
Yes, it certainly does. And this is where we're moving away from physiology or natural biology into problems that are occurring. And it appears that the hormone we use to help us metabolize glucose or sugar is a hormone called insulin. Now, as the pregnancy progresses, the amount of insulin the mother has to produce is increased, but even the amount of insulin that the mother produces doesn't seem to work as well. So they develop a mild condition called insulin resistance. Now, generally, that will resolve once the pregnancy is over. However, in some women through the pregnancy, this resistance can be problematic, and so as a consequence, blood glucose or sugar levels rise high, and therefore they develop gestational diabetes. And factors that predispose women to gestational diabetes are things like being quite overweight before the pregnancy or gaining a lot of weight during the pregnancy.
the hormone environment is it's quite important to have a good hormone environment to have a good healthy baby. But if you've got, you know, really, if you're living in a very stressful environment and you're raising stress hormones, does that have an impact on the baby?
Yeah, I'm not sure whether we know whether it's directly related to our so-called stress hormones, but there's certainly hormonal problems that can occur that might raise your blood pressure, for example. Now, it's been well shown that high blood pressure during the pregnancy can be dangerous for the mother, but certainly dangerous for the baby as well. And that, again, can predispose women to developing high blood pressure again in future.